LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories is in the news that Weedian House had hosted its first town hall, and there was a major news outlet hanging on to the progressive candidate's words. So there were no dog whistles, and what we heard was rare. We had unhoused people at the center. We didn't do the both sides nonsense where it caters to the opposition or the NIMBYs. And we also had no NIMBY dog whistles. We had no politicians blowing kisses or giving a fireside chat. We had unhoused people talking about the experiences of what 4118 and the other carceral solutions that are done to unhoused people. In other news, tomorrow is going to be a momentous day in the unhoused community because we're going to have an insight into what it's really like in Project Roomkey. There's going to be a press conference. KDL has been running around and stating in one of his auditory conversations saying that activists are wrong and about how carceral Project Roomkey is. The people that he's talked to have been basically lauding the existence of the carceral solutions and the responsibilities, and the activists are the ones that are trying to keep unhoused people in the streets. If you remember earlier, Los Angeles Times wrote an article talking about activists are writing or paying unhoused people to stay on the street for $20, which, you know, it's with the inflation, you know, $20 is not going to get you anywhere. It's really an insult to unhoused people, too. So one of the things is I want to go back and talk about is the town hall. And one of the residents was stated that change is coming and all of you are bringing hope to us. Mental Health Awareness Day has been celebrated since 1949. Mental health is stigmatized in the housed and unhoused community, but is even more severely criticized in the unhoused community. In fact, it's weaponized with the care courts process that's going through the motions in the state. What they're trying to do now is utilize it and target unhoused people in any capacity to justify involuntary incarcerating unhoused people and putting them in detention camps or centers to erase their existence and their autonomy. In other news, as you can guess, there is a ordinance that Mayor Garcetti has recently signed criminalizing people, unhoused people particularly, for repairing, selling, or taking care of their bikes. Many unhoused people use bikes for transportation because of the carceral solution from Metro and the buses that they get ticketed or judged or fined. So this one is closing the gap in incarceration and the noose, if you will, on incarceration's autonomy and survival. This is Theo Henderson from Weedian House, and this is Unhoused News.
the law will surely be free.
The current episode that's coming up is the sweep compilation of the sweeps that I've done live stream and showing what the reality of what unhoused people go through and sweeps not only in Los Angeles but in other areas. But I'm focusing on certain sweeps. Harbor City here, they're supposed to be doing construction and running out unhoused people. Initially, the police were telling unhoused residents that they had to leave permanently, but after speaking with Joe Biscayno's spokesperson, they stated that they can self-evict and they can come back for the 2 weeks while they're doing construction. I interviewed a couple of the residents here as well as some of the activists, and they've told me that the bathrooms here has been a bathroom issue. And as a result of that, as we were investigating it, the sheriff's car just popped up as in their intimidation tactics. So let's go take a look again at the restrooms on, so you can see why the residents are not eager to use the restrooms. And if you don't clean your own bathroom, this is what the result is when you have it open to the public. As you can see here, this place is not maintained. Here. Paper towels, no water. As you can see, the heat is coming down, it's getting warmer. Everybody goes to the bathroom, but also if you don't clean the bathroom, they have a smell. As you can see, not maintained, no toilet paper. As you can see, not maintained, no toilet paper. As you can see, no toilet paper, no toilet rolls, no toilet liners, and the bathrooms has been fully kept. There's no toilet paper, no paper towels here. This has been removed. As you can see, there's no constant upkeep of this. And you expect unhoused people, when you say we want bathroom access for all, we're saying that, but we're also asking us to be able to maintain and be treated like human beings. And when you don't do that, and you leave it like this, then this is what you're gonna get. But as a result, instead of solving the situation, this Los Angeles County Sheriff chose to come as this, I guess, to show their presence that they're there. As you can see, they're driving off right now. Ticketing unhoused people for ADA violations. But look at here, all of the open roads here. As you can see, the open road here, the access.
Okay. why was nobody offered any sort of temporary shelter or anywhere to stay during the... They were not. That's not what Moss told us. And that's not what the outreach workers told us from LASA who did outreach on Friday, nor is it what the residents were told.
They have been offered... There's five of them that actually are in Tiny Home Village, but they do stay out here. So they do have their beds in Tiny Home Village.
You're talking about five people of a camp of 25 plus.
And then there has been continuous outreach out here. Continuous. So unfortunately, right now, all the beds as of this week are full.
In Tiny Homes and Ridgeway, right? Mm-hmm.
So as of right now, yes, it is full. But we have to have this project completed. Because as of now, the supplies are available, the crew is available.
So a fence is more important than the lives of people who are living here, who you're evicting temporarily, who have nowhere to stay.
Excuse me.
Losing connections with service providers because you want to repair a fence.
I'm a reporter with Median House. Now, I'm understanding you're saying the fence is here. The residents are living on the other side of there. So are you interested?
The fencing is on the other side, on McCoy side, will be replaced, as well as 255th Street, as well as PCH.
So where are the people that live on McCoy currently supposed to go during this project?
So as of right now, they are able to vacate the area to Vermont side. They're able to go to the surrounding area. So it's during the business hours of the construction. So
they can return afterwards.
They can return every day.
Yes.
After this.
Yes. They can return as soon as the construction job is over. They don't have to leave and not come back at night, but they do have to leave during the construction.
From 9 to 5.
Yes.
So they're expected to re-pitch camp, take down camp, re-pitch camp, take down camp.
Unfortunately, because this is a construction zone, yes, for the safety of these individuals, because there will be construction equipment, there will be people
but they're much less safe on Vermont than they are on McCoy.
And incidentally, I've noticed in some areas when you guys do the construction, you guys put the 4118 signs up.
There is no 4118.
But will the, because, let me finish the question. Joe Biscaino has stated himself proudly on the city town hall meeting that he's put out over 100 of 4118 sites that he's listed. Mm-hmm. So this is his own admission. This is not something that's made up. So if you want to challenge that viewpoint, ask him why is he going to start putting up 4118 sites and particularly places like here. So can you answer why is he trying to do that? And you guys are saying he's not.
No, there's not permanent signs coming up during this project.
Okay.
And for the fact that this construction site has been in the making for 2 years, before 4118 even existed.
Mm-hmm. Construction site to fix a fence that wasn't broken? This fence has not always looked like this.
It's been broken at various sections for the last 4 or 5 years. I have requested this for this fencing to be repaired various times from
the LA
Sanitation.
We can fix it.
Yes, you can plug in that lip here too.
Look at my hands.
Absolutely. I would love that.
I don't charge $40 like them do just to come to see it because that's a snake.
Well, and the city does have required that they have certain contractors come and do certain things.
Yeah, but we can repair it. How do you come to here?
It's not up to me. I wish I could do it that way. It's not up to me.
You can call with your boss and say, hey, we're going to spend $15,000.
Saying is the fencing around this park all the way around is going to be
either repair or replace.
Okay, so I guess my question is, as you said, you've been doing continuous outreach and things like that, or classes saying there's no bed available. How long has that been the case?
I don't know how long that the case is. The homeless deputy is not here. And also, that is a Lhasa question to how many beds have been available.
The reason that I'm asking is, if you're saying you do continuous outreach and there's no beds, what is that outreach?
So the outreach is also informing them of the construction, so they have the opportunity to self-evict. Not self-evict, but to relocate.
Well, that's still self-evicting.
They don't have the choice to relocate. You're forcing them to relocate. Yeah. That's the difference. It's a false choice.
It is a public right-of-way, so that we have to continuously service the public right-of-way park. We do have to service these entities.
I want to ask a question about Care Plus, because...
Let me...
So what's the timeline on reopening this park?
He has a question.
Okay,
hold on.
So I wanted a question about Care Plus, because according to the city's talking about Care Plus is they're offering services, and the services are obviously are not there. So what basically this is, what is this anyway? Why would you offer Care Plus if you don't have the services
Care
available?
Plus is also to continuously keep the public right of way from becoming a public health hazard, which is, it's basically like housekeeping. It's basically keeping the public right of way from becoming making the encampments or the public right of way to the point where it's completely impassable.
You could do routine trash collection. You could service these porta potties, which haven't been serviced
over 2 months.
The porta
potties is the county side.
It's still your biggest. It's your biggest encampment in your district, and you're choosing to turn a blind eye because you're
hold on. Let me finish the second question.
That is actually Supervisor District Hans office that we've been
so you can't put a porta potty on this side so people don't have to cross
hold on,
and
hold
cover when they try and go to the bathroom.
Hold on, let me ask you the second question. The second question is that you guys did have a bathroom. I remember you guys did, the city did have a bathroom. You took it down and removed it.
Actually,
because
that was paid for by one of the private businesses, Joe Zachers.
Okay, so again, then the question is, why didn't the city offer restrooms for unhoused people? Because they go to the bathroom like you do, like everyone else.
It does have that. It's across the street, unfortunately, because that was where there is a drainage on 253rd in Vermont.
Okay, so
because of the fact it's there.
There's no
every week.
There.
Yes, there is.
So
during cleanups, not on the right.
Where is this bathroom at so I can investigate this as well? Because it says they have to go to the bathroom until Thursday.
Well. I'm sorry. I know it's not.
But you have to understand that you understand. Hold on.
I'm not saying that it's 100% perfect.
But people complain about people using the bathrooms on the streets, and you take those calls to use to weaponize it. But do you tell? Let me explain. Finish. If you have the bathroom only for Thursday, you're going to come out and a shower on Thursday, where people have to hold a whole week to go to the bathroom.
I'm not saying that they have to hold it for a whole week.
Then where are the public restrooms for them to use besides this one that's not been serviced?
The city has a person taking care of the bathrooms all the nights, and that's good. That's perfect. Because take care for the ladies, take care for nobody do something wrong to be in fire. It's good. It's nice. But how much to pay to them? Take care for the bathrooms. Why not you put one close to the light, the video system, if something happened, because tell me, if she call police will come 30-40 minutes later, because this is homeless. They don't care homeless. You know what's the matter?
And if someone uses the bathroom out here, you know they're gonna complain. I mean, that's just simple. You know, that's this common thing that's going to generate police intervention, that's going to create this kind of thing, and it's going to have the platform what he's saying on his town hall meetings, how out of control and reckless unhoused people are, because he's creating a system of scarcity here, and people have to wait to the bathroom or shower for once a week. I confidently can say that you don't go to the bathroom for once a week. I confidently can say that you shower at least every day. Why is it that people believe unhoused people don't want to be clean and go to the bathroom? I don't say you did. I'm saying the impression. But even in the meantime, people still got to go to the bathroom and shower.
I understand that. When there's more funding available for that, that's something that we
you have enough funding for Care Plus.
That's a very different budget.
This is a $50K plus budget.
Yes, at least.
$50K plus.
Stop interrupting.
Answer our questions.
I am trying to.
Okay. So you can't put the bathroom out, but you can pay for a sweep, weekly sweep. We've had 4 sweeps in a week.
For unhoused people, that consider it a sweep.
I understand that you're very passionate.
You have an office? Can we talk with you?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you have business card?
I do.
Okay. Mina. Because we need to talk with somebody. If you are the right person to answer questions, I don't need it.
I only have 2. So
I don't need it. Just have a minute.
Thank you. Do you have any sense for people that are losing their shelter today? I don't. So that would be a loss of question.
They don't either. So that's part of the outreach that they're also not doing.
Yeah. So thank you for your time. I'm going to ask you that you move out of the area and that you all have a great day.
Is that your jurisdiction?
So, for those that are logging, for those that just logging in to see what happened, I'm here out in Harbor City. They've been sweeping this community at least twice a week, as well as they came around 4 o'clock in the morning to state a staging error. The explanation is that they are trying to do reconstruction on a fence that so they can reopen for, according to Caitlin Mendoza, one of Joe Biscaino's spokesperson. So we were asking to put them on blast on the inconsistencies and the lack of services that they really offer. They're veiling this as what most often in night, like city officials like KDL and others, to say this is, they're doing construction or repairs, and then they're slap on the 4118 side. She has denied and said that this is going to be going on, this has been going on for years. But I also want to point out too, they also talk about this kind of stuff and meetings for some time. So this is the strategic moment that the unhoused people are supposed to be self-evicting, and then they're supposed to come back at night to, and then they'll self-evict themselves for the next couple of weeks. That was in her own words. So I also raised the question about the restroom that they bring once a week on Thursday. With the bathroom. And I was asking her the inconsistency of that, about unhoused people having to hold their urine and going to the bathroom for once a week so they can have the services. And of course, she backpedaled, but amazingly, they have enough money for these types of sweeps all around the city. So this is what really what a sweep looks like. So let me meander a little bit more, and so we can see what's going on here. Yeah. I wouldn't be doing that fucking. Hey. They'll put it back up. They'll put it back up. They're gonna do a day job. Yeah, well, they got another tape. They got plenty of it.
They have more.
Yeah, good question. Is
thank you. Yeah, and I apologize.
No, no, absolutely. That's okay. That's fine. But like I said, you know, I wanted to put her on the hot seat anyway.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not trying to put anybody necessarily on the hot seat.
I am.
Yeah. No, and I respect what you do, but I was like, shit. I got to ask this question because I don't think I'm gonna get the opportunity.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Back,
I would like to get lunch with
you. Oh, cool. You're on around the UCLA spot?
What's that?
UCLA? No. Where are you usually at?
I'm everywhere. And yeah, okay. At okay. The same.
All right. Yeah, definitely, we have. Yeah. You going out of town for vacation?
Mom's surgery.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
She'll be okay. You know, it's one of those, it's a back surgery.
Oh, so yeah, yeah.
You got to be in town just in case.
Just in case something goes a little sideways.
Hit you up.
No problem.
On me, of course.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Matt.
Book is on the other side here. And this street here is like they just drag race during the day.
Oh, I know. That was great, Theo.
Thank you.
So glad you got to ask some head-on questions to.
And I wanted to point out too, because I wanted her to be on camera, because she's saying something different than he's saying, and we have to understand that he's saying something on town halls to pacify the audience that's sitting there, as if he's compassionate. Yes, we are interviewing right now.
Chef, there is you.
Well, you throw it here?
Take it and bring it back to me. Bernardo.
Okay, I got this guy right here. Come here.
Bernardo.
Everybody else.
Come over here.
Bernardo.
There's a legal liability.
I got it.
My boxing.
Dame
it. I'm feeling like boxing. All right.
Okay.
I'm respectfully asking.
No recording.
We have to get an LAPD.
I'm going to record them.
You are recording.
All right, guys, you got to go to that yellow line over there by the McCoy sign.
So he wouldn't help you because you're recording?
He will not help me because he don't want to record. He want to I'm not recording, but he will record him. I don't know what's the law in the United States.
Yeah, you can record. You can record. Yeah.
Two people are homeless. They are not They have no rights.
Right.
First right to the United States to say we are free to live free in this country.
Yeah, well, they obviously have something different to say. You have civil rights, yes, it is true.
I'm a lawyer, but I know the first right in the United States to say you are right to cross around the whole United States without nobody stopping, just privately, please.
Yeah, exactly. Did they offer you any type of shelter or anything?
He told me 10 minutes ago, I can bring you a house. I don't know. He's like my ex-wife. He's in 30 minutes later, he said different things.
Yeah,
No, I'm joking. My ex-wife. But he's like wife.
Yeah.
No, I want to say nothing about wife.
I got you.
Ladies.
I got you.
But change the mind.
Yeah.
Because this make change the mind.
Why do you think that he would got scared about the camera? Was he going to be?
Because he can take me video, and he give me in nice house to the name is jail.
Yeah. So you're saying the place that he's going to offer you is like a jail?
I think.
Yeah.
I think that did it. My ex-wife, when she get married with me, she said, I will give you the better thing on the life, and that's jail. they offer me rice, but I don't know if their rice is the same rice to the normal rice.
Well, they seem to be having their own rules, and unfortunately that they feel like that you don't have a rights as well as the rights to have some services. So do you guys have regular bathrooms here? Because she's saying that you guys have it once a week here.
I come to the bathroom. It's full to something to smell bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they smell, but I imagine it.
So they don't clean it regularly?
They don't clean it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who pay that, but if the state pay that, we pay to the state.
Yeah.
Maybe my son will serve to the guy who come to clean, has to come here. I don't know if the guy quit, I don't know if they fire him, or I don't know if they cut the money to service.
Let me ask you, the lady said, Caitlin said, that they offer bathrooms once a week with showers. Can you wait to a week when they come with the bathrooms and showers to use the bathroom and the showers?
Well, before I was born, I wait 9 months.
Yeah.
Before I was born.
Yeah.
But when I started born,
yeah.
My mom take me to shower if I don't want it every day.
Yes. So you can't wait a whole week for a shower. Oh, absolutely. And you can't hold it to go to the bathroom once a week when they bring services, right?
I cannot hold it. if they come to clean, it's because somebody can use the bathroom anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because the bathroom is there. It's not clean. That's heavily social department that has to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first problem on the world is where we put the trash.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I thank you for it. We're going to come around and ask you more questions, but we're going to ask a couple of the residents, people here as well.
No, thank you.
Thank you very much. So what is your insight? Why do you think the lawsuit guy was running from us? Because it seemed like he didn't want to ask any questions. Isn't he supposed to be able to give us some insight on what's going on? Is he one of the supervisors?
Apparently so, and it's funny because I've talked to him in the past and asked him what resources he's offering residents here, and the answers that I usually get are, I don't have to answer that question, ma'am, we work with the residents here, we don't need to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
But more recently, in recent days, you know, knowing that the fence replacement was happening and people were going to be temporarily evicted, mm-hmm. we've been asking him, like, are you offering housing? Mm-hmm. Are there beds available? And he just outright, he's like, no, there isn't. Mm-hmm. We're not offering that. And so I had to
what is the solution?
What
is the solution then? Is he offering congregate shelters or something? They don't even have enough of that because I've heard that they're quarantining people from there. So that's not even the case.
I'm pretty sure that what they offer is meals. Talk to residents on the ground, all they do is hand out prepackaged meals, and that's the extent of loss involvement at this camp.
Yeah.
And we have maybe Frank Wilkins.
As you can see, here's the cops here.
Yeah. This is the cop whose jurisdiction we're pretty certain is no longer this area since he got relocated to Negro.
So why is he here? Yeah, so this is what, so this gentleman that's supposed to be the supervisor, why is he, if he doesn't have services and he basically refused to help him because he wanted to record the conversation, why do you suppose? Oh, okay. This is obviously the infamous Lopez, huh?
Yes, it is.
Isn't he reassigned? Is this his area? I guess he's not.
It's now a double day sweep, so they're getting swept today and tomorrow.
And they're being told that they need to relocate for the next 2 weeks, but also Lhasa has no beds for you.
Yes. Well, Lhasa's with them now. So Lhasa's the plan. And what I overheard one of the Lhasa workers say is, I have other resources outside my traditional path for my employer.
Is he pointing traffic you?
Yeah, well, they definitely are not lying there.
Well, this only lives today.
But this is going to be enough. Yeah. And then look at the time. I heard one of the residents told me that they were here at 4, but then the lights and things on.
It's so cleaning open later than possible. There's no April 5th on here.
Well, they have one. They're bringing one probably tomorrow as well.
Yeah, but these have to, well, maybe not tomorrow, but I thought these have to go up 72 hours in a day.
No, 24. 24.
Yeah.
Just different every day.
Yeah, it depends on the district too. You got to remember who the council person is.
Right.
It's like, you know,
right.
They can
different
do that
district,
one.
Different, yeah.
They can have 1 minute for the cleaning, and then next day is cleaning. Or
that's very true. You know, yeah. I was in CD1 canvassing yesterday,
mm-hmm.
And you know what was interesting? Like,
what?
It was the first district I've been in where folks did not mention houselessness as their number one issue.
Oh, wow.
Which I thought was, I was in Eagle Rock. I was in like a little specific section, but most folks, it was like drag racing, some car theft, but people were not
worried about homelessness.
Not really. Not as much as I've heard it. Like, of course, in Hollywood, I hear about Mitch.
Yeah.
I think the council members definitely overblow how concerned their public is about 100%. Homelessness.
Yeah.
Because they want developer money.
Yeah.
100%.
And most often than not, it is usually this pro-cop, pro-MAGA, pro-NIMBY, or neoliberal kind of people who make it more than it seems. Like Joe Biscayne went all the way into Mitchell Farrell's office district in front of a school, making it sound like that the children in his district are going to be attacked by unhoused people.
Yeah.
So, you know, as you can see, they are there. This is the gentleman here.
Which one?
Yeah, and as you can see, they're the police escort here.
For what?
This is the woman we were speaking with. She feels so intimidated by us asking probing questions.
Yeah. Or something?
No, she's a Joe Biscayne's worker.
Oh.
So she soon as she's get pressed, she calls the police on it, and they're going to probably focus on.
Thank you for filling me in. I'm a fish out of water.
Yeah.
So,
yes, force removals, and they're trying to use it under pretense of repairs and construction. They do this all over the city. As soon as they get them displaced, they're gonna run back like little rats and try to put 4118 signs around. Now, as you can see here, this is the Salvation Army here. And what they had did with another shelter place, they put a 4118 sign where unhoused people can't be near shelters. So this is all the types of things that they're going to do. So they're pretending that this is cleaning. But you see, this is a shelter service center here. How 4118 works.
Is it open?
Well, whether it's open or not, where how 4118 works is they'll put a sign there and then you can't be near a shelter or those kind of actives. So this is the pretense that they're going to use. They're going to use the cleaning, and then eventually, because Joe Biscaino did over 161 locations, he's going to slap this one in as well.
Those 4118 locations are, I just feel like there's a special place for you.
Yeah.
Every time you list one of those,
And he's the one that has the most of them out of all of them.
He sure does.
And
probably the least amount of this.
Yeah, well, he ran them off, terrorizing them.
So
who's going to try to keep moving back and forth when you know they're going to be switched? So that's not even realistic.
They're going to assert 4118 based on a Salvation Army shelter.
Yes.
Which historically has been a special enforcement zone.
Yeah.
A schezo.
Yeah.
Schezo.
Sexy. Yeah.
It doesn't look open.
So it's not what basically unhoused residents, in order to get some space and have shelter in place, they have utilized different places in the area there to have their own place out of having to move so much. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to claim that they're going to open it up for the public, which they probably will. But the problem is that they're not telling the other part of the conversation how they're going to open it up for the public and put new fencing on, without them trying to remove the unhoused, because you know that they're going to complain.
Right.
And so this is how they use it. The first prong approach is they're trying to seem like they're reasonable, so everybody can be able to just be relaxed. And then as soon as they finish with this, then the 4118 sign comes on, then it's going to be more rapid cleanings and all of this kind of stuff, and the supposedly outreach of non-existent services. So, yes. I don't have a problem with you coming in, but make sure you get your stuff together, as I'm on the interview thing right there.
Of course.
Yeah, cool.
I would just like to put a microphone on you, and then I don't bother you anymore.
All right.
Hold on.
Sure.
Do you want me to keep this going?
Yeah.
Okay. Woo! Yeah, I'm not very good at that. Thank you, Carla. She'll be like, why'd you get all that ground, Gina?
Can you just go into the car?
No, you're sorry. I'm filming what happens to these ladies once they get down to the city workers where they're going to tell them to go.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.